非常感谢神带领我到这里来和诸位有机会一起聚会亲近主敬拜主。
I'm very thankful for the opportunity the Lord has given me to be here to share with you His word and also to draw near to Him together.
有两个属灵的功课是基督徒一辈子都学不完。
There are two lessons that every Christian could never finish learning for the rest of his life.
顺服和爱。
Obedience and love.
顺服要学到我们离开世界的时候为止。
This lesson of obedience will continue to learn until the day that we die.
爱也是要一直学到最后。
Same with the lesson of love. We'll be learning, loving until the day we leave this world.
我现在也是在神的学校里面进修。
And I'm also enrolled in the same school as you.Learning.
我把我最近所学的跟大家一同来分享。
I'd like to share with you some of the things that I have been learning in this school.
请大家看哥林多前书第十三章。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般
If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels but do not have love I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal
我若有先知讲道之能也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识而且有全备的信叫我能够移山却没有爱我就算不得什么
And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love I am nothing
我若将所有的周济穷人又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱仍然与我无益
And I give all my possessions to feed the poor And if I deliver my body to be burned But do not have love It profits me nothing
这几节圣经告诉我们我们所做所行的事情假如没有爱就没有价值
These few verses tell us that whatever we do, everything we do, if it's not united with love, it has no value whatsoever.
在这里提到才能 提到恩赐
These verses talk about gifts and abilities.
这里提到物质方面的舍弃
Talking about sacrificing material things.
这些东西
All these things,
跟爱是很相似的，可是并不相同。
All these things are very similar to love, but not quite the same as love itself.
人可能有一个坏的动机去做一件好的事。
It's possible for a man out of bad motives to do good things.
但是圣经说
But the Bible says,
一件真正好的事情它必须要出于一个好的动机
That a truly good thing must be done from a good motive
动机可能是爱也可能是虚荣心
虚荣心
Pride, self-pride
It could possibly come from the motive of love or could come from a motive of pride
可能是出于舍己也可能是为了要扬名天下传扬他自己的名声
It could be out of self-sacrificing or it could be out of a motive of proclaiming your own fame and reputation to the world
我们若是想要做一个讨神喜悦的人
If we want to be a Christian who is pleasing to the Lord
我们要注意我们所做的我们所说的我们也要注意 我们所想的。
We need to pay attention to what we do, what we say, and also what we think.
要追求不单是做那个对的事，要做一个对的人。
Not only to do the right things, but also to be the right type of person.
不单是说对的话，有那个对的动机。
Not only to say the right things, but also to have that right motives to back up what we say.
当我思想这几节圣经的时候，我就反省自己。
As I read these few verses, I began to examine myself.
我所做的事很多，是不是都出于那个爱的动机？
I have done many things, many good things, but have I done these things out of a motive of love?
真的是出于爱吗？
Was it really through a motive of love?
真的合乎圣经里面那个爱的标准吗？
Was it really compatible to the type of love taught in the scriptures?
圣经里面讲到的爱到底是什么？从第四节开始。
Now just exactly what does the Bible teach us concerning love?
第四节说
Starting at verse 4 it says
爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈
Love is patient and love is kind
这里讲到爱同时讲到忍耐
Talked about love also talked about patience
忍耐有些时候还容易很久忍耐就很难
Here it actually implies in the original language the idea of long patience. It's easy to have patience for a short while, but it's hard to have patience for a long time.
这个忍耐的价值在乎它能够维持长的时间。
The true value of patience depends on how long that patience lasts.
我怎么能够忍耐呢？圣经上说爱就是能够叫你忍耐的那个力量。
How can I have patience? The Bible says, whatcauses you to have patience is the power that comes through love.
假如你对一个人不能忍耐，你对他的爱还不够。
You can conclude that if you don't have patience with a certain person, it shows that you don't have enough love for that person.
有些时候我看见一些做母亲的人对待儿女，我心里真是佩服得五体投地。
Sometimes when I see the love that a mother has for her child, it really impresses me.
哎呀，生小孩多痛苦。
So much suffering to bear a child.
带一个小孩子长大，付多大的代价？
And on top of that, to raise his child until he grows up, how big a price?
奇怪，小孩子常常是半夜里生下来。
It's very interesting that most of the babies are born in the middle of the night.
很多时候小孩子哭啊，他就是在半夜里。
And also when they cried, it seems like they always pick the middle of the night to cry.
大人一天忙得不得了，累得不得了，晚上每天晚上要起来，孩子在哭。
The parents work hard all day long during the day, and yet at night, the little baby still wakes them up at night.
每天晚上是这样。
It almost like every night he does this.
你们有没有听说一个妈妈因为小孩子哭把他从窗子丢出去
I don't know if you ever heard how many mothers because late at night the baby cries or she throws the baby out the window
爱是很久
Love is long patience
爱一定要忍耐
Love must produce patience
可是圣经上说爱是很久忍耐可是不单单是忍耐还要加上什么东西
The Bible teaches us about love. Not only love is patient, but it goes on beyond that. There's something more to it.
各位千万不要以为爱就是单单忍耐。
Don't make the mistake that love is purely just having patience.
若是有一个人对你说我很爱你。
If someone comes up to you and says that I really love you.
你心里觉得很甜。
And you feel very comforted in your heart.
假如有一个人对你说我很忍耐你。
And if somebody comes to you saying, I have a lot of patience for you,
你的感受就不一样了。
Your reaction might be a little bit different.
爱一定能够忍耐，可是不单是忍耐。
Love must produce patience, but that's not the end of it.
还要加上一点。
There's still other additives.
这个加上一点是更难了。
Now these other things are even harder.
爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient and love is kind.
对你不好忍耐可是对他还好
Not only when they mistreat you and you need to have patience toward them but you also need to come back and do good unto them
下面说爱是不嫉妒
Love is not jealous
嫉妒，这是一个非常可怕的东西。
Jealousy is a very fearful thing.
有人说嫉妒比那个刽子手的斧头还要锋利，那个杀人的那个斧头啊。
Some people once said that jealousy is more vicious than the axe of execution.
人比自己好的时候，你能不能够接受那件事？
When something or someone who is better than you comes to you, are you able to accept that?
昨天有两个朋友，他们参加一项的比赛。
One day there were two friends, they were competing.
这个人就对另外的一个人说。
So this one friend said to the other,
假如你赢了的话呢，很好。
He says, if you win, that's good.
假如我赢的话呢，那更好。
If I win, it's even better.
假如真的对方赢了，他就嫉妒。
But when the other person wins, we often have jealousy.
圣经上说，爱是不嫉妒。
The Bible says love is not jealous.
我们中间少数的人认识我的太太，大多数都不认识。
Most of you don't know my wife, but a few of you know her.
有一次，我问洛杉矶的弟兄姐妹一个问题。
Once I asked the Christian brothers and sisters of my congregation this question.
我问他们说，你们觉得是我比较可爱呢，还是我太太比较可爱？
I asked them, what do you guys think? Do I look better or does my wife look better?
我觉得奇怪，常常爱她的人比爱我的人多。
I felt very funny because usually there are more people who think positively of her than me.
她过生日的时候啊，
When she celebrates her birthday,
嘿，早上七点钟啊，就有这个岳阳的国际长途电话来了。 Happy birthday to you.
Way early in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, there are these overseas phone calls comes through, and there are these singings of happy birthday.
生日卡片啊，
birthday cards, flowers.
我们两个人没有孩子。
We don't have any children.
可是母亲节她会收到卡片。
But even on Mother's Day, she gets cards.
可是这些东西啊，通常我都没有。
But most of these things, I don't ever get.
可是我并不嫉妒。
But I don't have any jealousy toward her.
我爱她，我不嫉妒她。
I love her, so there's no attitudes of jealousy.
有些人先认识我，后认识她，可是更爱她，可是我并不是觉得我受不了。
Some people.Meet me first and met her through me, and yet they end up liking her better, but that's okay.
圣经上说爱是不嫉妒。
Bible says love is not jealous.
假如你什么时候嫉妒一个人，你心里没有爱，你心里面有的是自卑感，是一个狭窄的心。
I can tell you that whenever you feel jealousy toward a person, I can tell you that you have no love in your heart. What you have is a bad self-image, and you have a very narrow-minded heart.
假如你爱一个人，你希望他得到的多，超过你，而且越多越好。
If you love someone, if you truly love someone, what you really wish for is that that person would have more things, and will even have more than you have.
接下去圣经上说，爱是不自夸不张狂。
The Bible continues saying, love does not brag and is not arrogant.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
和嫉妒正相反的，有人说嫉妒的双胞胎啊，就是骄傲。
Some people once said the twin brother of jealousy is pride or arrogance.
故意的把别人看得小，为了把自己显得大。
We purposely look down on others so that we can make ourselves bigger.
高抬自己，宣扬自己。
To try to elevate ourselves and put ourselves up in a very high position.
有一天我听一个人说，推销自己。
One day I heard someone said to diminish myself.
这个不是爱。
What? Oh, sell yourself.To others, that's not love.
爱就是在照团体照片的时候，不要抢到站在中间第一排。
Love is simply not trying to stand in the middle of the group when you're taking a group picture.
接下去圣经上讲到，
The Bible continues.
不做害羞的事。
Does not act unbecomingly.
这句话是最难懂的。
This is the most difficult one to understand, I feel.
爱和害羞的事怎么可能连着一块？
What does love have to do with acting unbecomingly?
这就是圣经高明的地方。
This is the height, this demonstrates the height of the Bible teaching.
在我们今天的社会里面有一个严重的问题，就是这个未婚的母亲啊是越来越多了。
There's a very serious problem in our society today, and that is there's a continued increasing number of unwed mothers.
想想看，
Just think about it.
一个没有结婚的少女她怀孕了，她感觉多么难为情，多么害羞。
A young girl who has not been married and yet is pregnant.How does she feel? How shameful does she feel?
你知道吗？那些女孩子都曾经有人跟她讲过 "I love you," 我爱你。
But let me tell you, every one of those girls, at one time in the past, someone has said to them, "I love you."
她们不知道什么是爱。
They don't understand what love is.
她们需要注意这一节圣经。爱是不做害羞的事。
They need to pay attention to this verse right here. Love is acting, is not acting unbecomingly.
不求自己的益处。
Does not seek its own.
不自私，不自利
is not to have selfishness.
不在牺牲别人的前提之下，为了自己有更多的收获
not to take advantage of others so that we can benefit from that.
爱是不轻易发怒
love is not provoked.
不轻易发怒，并不是不发怒。
Is not provoked does not mean that we don't ever get angry, but it's
not easy to get angry, right?
Okay.
圣经里面讲到神，圣经里面讲到神有些时候有发怒。
The Bible tells us that sometimes God does get angry.
可是圣经上讲到神是爱。
But the Bible says God is love.
神不轻易发怒。
But God doesn't get angry very easily.
我想到圣经里面讲到主耶稣。他十二岁的时候到圣殿里去。
I thought about the story when Jesus was 12 and his parents took him to the temple.
哎呀，那个时候的圣殿呐、啊，真是让你看了心里难过。
If you would visit the temples back in those days, it'll really hurt your feelings.
应当是祷告敬拜神的那个神圣的地方，变成什么呢？一个贩卖牛羊鸽子兑换银钱的一个贼窝了，圣经上。
It should have been a place of worship, a place of prayer and praising, and yet it has been turned into a big marketplace where people trade cattle and they sell things.
主耶稣到圣殿里去，他多高兴啊
！You can imagine Jesus when he was going to the temple, how happy he would have been.
他到神的家，父的家去。
To be in the house of God.
别人都回去，他还舍不得了。
Everyone left, and yet he stayed behind.
可是同时他的心里也是多难过。
But at that time, his heart also was very disturbed.
圣经里面讲到耶稣洁净那个圣殿。
The Bible says Jesus went to the temple.
三十岁的时候洁净圣殿。
When he was 30 years old, he entered into the temple.
从十二岁到三十岁，十八年的忍耐。
From 12 until 30, he had 18 years of waiting.
爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is not easily provoked.
假如你对一个人很容易就发怒啊，那个不是爱。
If you discover that you get angry very quickly with someone, you can be sure there's no love there.
接下去圣经上说，爱是不计算人的恶。
It does not take into account a wrong suffered.
我们的这个脑筋很特别的，有些东西容易记，有些东西容易忘。
This brain of ours is very funny. Some things we remember very easily, and other things we have trouble remembering.
别人对我们好，我们容易忘记。
When other people are good to us, we often forget that.
别人对我们有一点不好，我们不晓得怎么回事，记得那么清楚。
It's funny, but when others wrong us, even very slightly, somehow we remember that for a long time.
真正的饶恕，包括忘记在内。
True forgiveness includes forgetting also.
不要把人的亏欠牢牢地记在心里。
Don't take those wrongs that others have done to you and store them and keep remembering them.
爱是不在背后记人的那个坏的账。
Love does not involve taking an account of the wrong things that others have done to you.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
真正的爱应当是在这个真理的范围之内，符合真理，不违背真理。
True love must be carried out in the context of truth.
真正的爱跟那个罪恶不能够并存。
A true love cannot coexist with sin.
接下去讲到四个凡事。
And then continuing verse 7, talk about four different all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望。凡事忍耐
bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
凡事包括一切
All things includes everything.
圣经上讲到爱能够挑起争端，爱能够遮掩一切
The Bible talks about how great love is, can cover, include all things.
凡事包容的意思说，在不违背真理的前提之下，尽量的包容
Bears all things teaches us that as far as the boundary of truth allows us,We bear it.
凡事相信，意思就是说，不要存着一个恶意来怀疑别人。
Believes all things means that don't take a very suspicious attitude in guessing what others' motives are.
爱是信任，不是怀疑。
Love is believing, have confidence in people, not suspicion.
凡事盼望。
Hopes all things.
永远往正面去想。
Always think in terms of the positive.
你爱的话，你就不太容易随便的放弃你的希望。
When you really love, it becomes very difficult to give up hoping and just give up.
凡事忍耐
endures all things.
第四节一开头讲到，恒久忍耐。第七节的末了，凡事忍耐。
Start at very beginning of verse 4, talked about patient endurance. At the end of verse 7, also says endures.
爱和忍耐不能分开。
Love cannot be separated from patience and perseverance.
在需要为对方受苦的时候，我还是忍耐。
Even when I have to suffer for someone else's sake, I keep it up.
第八节的第一句多么好。
Verse 8, beginning, very, very neat.
爱是永不止息，英文说爱是永不失败。
Love never fails.
在地上有爱，将来在天上还是有爱。
There's love under us today. One day in heaven, love still goes on.
很多的东西都要变色，都要褪色。
Many things will pass away. Many things will change.
永远存在的就是爱。
But love goes on.
圣经上说神就是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
研究圣经里面对爱所下的定义，我们得到一个印象。
When we study these definitions of love, we learn something.
爱就是把别人放在前面
And that is love is simply put others first
爱就是把自己放在后面
Love is to put ourselves last
爱就是要舍己
Love involves sacrificing ourselves
红颜色的花很漂亮
Red color flowers are very beautiful
可是单单一朵红的花还不够漂亮它需要绿颜色的叶子来衬托出来
But just to have that red color flower rose or whatever is not very beautiful It needs a green leaves to accent the color of the flower
你爱一个人
If you really love someone
你愿意他做那个红的花你做那个绿的叶子
You would be willing to let the other person be that red color flower and you be the green leaves
哦，一瓶花放在桌子上大家都称赞哎呀这个花多漂亮
When you see a arrangement of flowers on a table everyone say how beautiful that arrangement is
哎，很少的人说哎，这个叶子多漂亮
no one ever says boy look at those leaves they're really good
可是需要有绿叶子来显出那个花更漂亮
but you must have the green leaves otherwise the flower would not look as good
有一次我听由洪湘牧师讲到 Reverend Wally Yu.
Once I was listening to a message given by Reverend Wally Yu.
他是我们教会第一任的牧师。
He was the first pastor of this church here.
他跟我们讲啊，这个酱油鸡。
He talked to us about soy sauce chicken.
啊，一个鸡很好吃。
Chicken.
可是你需要用酱油来把它烧好。
Chicken tastes very good, but you need to cook it in soy sauce.
啊，你把一个鸡烧好了，端到桌子上，大家都说，哎呀，这个鸡很好吃。
And when you roast this chicken in soy sauce, you put it on the table, everyone says, oh, that chicken looks very good and tastes very good.
没有人说酱油很好吃。
No one ever says that soy sauce tastes very good.
爱就是愿意做那个烧酱油鸡的那个酱油。
So love is also the desire to be that soy sauce in the soy sauce chicken.
在非洲有一个国家叫做肯亚。
There's a country in Africa called Kenya.
它正在这个赤道上面，所以有很多野生的动物。
It's near the equator, and there's lots of animals in that country.
有一对夫妇因为工作的缘故到那儿去。
There was a couple because of their work brought them to Kenya.
丈夫在打猎的时候啊，找到三个小狮子带回来给他的太太。
And in their line of work, the husband found three little cubs, lion cubs, and brought these three little cubs back home.
哎呀，他们喜欢的不得了。
They really love these three lion cubs.
这个太太就开始调制各样的奶，好不容易才找到一种这个小狮子会吃的。
And the wife started trying to come up with these formulas to feed the lion.Cubs and finally discovered something that was very good for them.
小狮子在他们家里，他们的家里快乐的好像天堂一样。
And these little cubs just live up their life just like in heaven.
这个小狮子啊会长大。
And all of a sudden, they slowly they discovered that these little cubs start to grow.
这个狮子越长越大就很危险。
And they got bigger and bigger and more dangerous.
有一天，丈夫跟她说啊，我们大概不能继续养这个狮子。
One day, the husband said to the wife, "Probably we cannot keep these lions here anymore."
他们就决定把这个狮子送到动物园去。
So they decided to send these animals to a zoo.
可是这个丈夫啊，又舍不得。
But the husband wasn't quite willing to forsake these lions.
他知道他太太最喜欢那个最小的那个狮子。
He knows that his wife loves the youngest cub the best.
那个小的狮子是一个母狮子，他们给它起名叫做 Elsa.
This youngest lion was a female lion, and they call her Elsa.
把那两个大一点的送出去，那个小的还是舍不得，
so、they,
丢在家里。
They sent away the two older lions, and they kept this lioness.
后来这个太太心里想，这个狮子一直住在家里，也到底不是个解决的办法。
Finally, the wife felt that it's not really a good way either to keep this lion here in our home.
她很爱那个狮子，可是她觉得对那个狮子不公平。
She really loves this lioness, and yet she felt that it's not fair for this lion.
为我的好处，我希望他留在我的身边。可是为他的好处，我最好还是把他送回野地里去吧。
For my own good and for my own enjoyment, I love to keep her here. But for her own good, we need to return her to the wild.
把自由还给他吧。
To give freedom back to her.
可是问题来了。
But there's a problem.
你把这个狮子送回野地里去啊，糟糕了，它不能够生存，因为它从来不会打猎的。
If you set this lioness out.Back to the wild, there's a problem because she has never learned to hunt.
她从小是别人喂她。
Because since when she was very young, people fed her.
这个做太太的心里就很难过，我对不起她。
So this wife felt very bad that she felt she did something wrong to this lioness.
从小就把她拿来了，她怎么会打猎？她怎么会生存？
Since very young, they brought this lion into their home and they fed them.
他们就开始训练她。
So they start training this lion.
开着车子把他带到野地里去。
They put her in a jeep and took the lion into the wild.
让他跟其他的野兽学习相处在一起。
And give her a chance to get along with her own kind.
又把他带回来。
And they brought her back.
有些时候故意的不给他东西吃。
Sometimes they purposely not give her anything to eat.
故意的是逼着他要学习打猎生存。
Purposely training her to hunt.
把它放在外面一天，第二天又把它找回来。
And sometimes they would leave her for a whole day out in the wild.
后来把它放出去一个礼拜，又去找它回来。
And then they keep on doing this. Sometimes they let her out for a whole week, and before they bring her back.
后来果然有一天 ，Elsa 再不回来。
Finally, one day, Elsa did not return.
可是这一对夫妇想念 Elsa.
And this couple really missed this lioness.
经过一段时间以后，他们又回到那个地方。
After a period of time, they returned to this area.
要在一个大野地里面找一头狮子，这不是容易的。
To find one single lion among all these animals is not easy.
可是后来他们终于找到。
But they found her.
Elsa 已经结婚了。
Elsa got married.
Elsa 回来见他们的时候，另外带了几个小狮子。
And Elsa came back to them, brought a bunch of her little ones.
听说这是一件真实的故事。
This is a true story.
从这个故事里面教导我学习什么是爱。
From this story, we can learn a lesson about love.
为了我的高兴，为了我的喜欢，为了我的满足，把它留在身边， 为了他的好处让他离开我。
Many times for our own good, for our own enjoyment, we like to keep people next to us. But for their own good, we need to let them go.
我相信我们在座很多的人，你会了解这件事。
I'm sure many of you here understands what I'm saying.
你今天在这儿念书，很多青年人，你的父母支持你，把你送到这儿来。
Many of you who are studying here, away from your parents have worked hard for many years to bring you to this point.
爱不是为自己，爱是为别人。
Love is not just thinking things for our own good, but it's to think for others.
圣经里面讲到神爱我们。
The Bible teaches us about God loving us.
怎么知道主耶稣爱我们？
How do we know that Jesus loves us?
他所做的事情证明。
He proved to us by the things that he has done.
他为什么到世界上来？
Why did he come to this world?
你知道他到世界上来这个选择容易不容易？
I don't know if you know how tough it is for him to make that decision whether or not to come to this world.
他在世上过怎么样的生活？
What kind of life that he lived on this earth?
他是怎么样死的？
How did he die?
主耶稣的故事告诉我们什么是爱。
The story about Jesus, his life, teaches us what love really is.
当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，有些人不懂得，有些人还在讥笑他，讽刺他。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, there's still so many people who didn't understand what it was all about. They mocked him. They jeered at him.
有些人甚至讽刺他说，假如你真的是神的儿子，你从十字架上下来。
Someone even jeering at him and saying that if you're really truly the Son of God, come down from that cross.
你不是救了很多人吗？
Didn't you save a lot of people?
你为什么救别人，你不能救你自己？
Why is it that you're able to save others and not save yourself?
救别人不救自己。
Save others and not save yourself.
什么是爱？
What is love?
救别人不救自己。
That is exactly what love is, to save others and not yourself.
主耶稣在世界上行了好多的神迹，没有一次他是为他自己。
Jesus has done, performed many, many miracles while he was living on this earth. Not one of them was for his own good.
耶稣的故事告诉我们什么是爱。
The story of Jesus' life teaches what love is.
在圣经里面除了讲到我们的主耶稣以外，记载的最详细的人物就是大卫。
Other than the person of Jesus Christ, the Bible describes another person in great detail, and that was David.
圣经上用大卫的故事也告诉我们什么是爱。
The Bible also uses person in the story of the life of David to teach us what love is.
大卫跟那个哥利亚那个巨人打仗，你们知道吗？
I don't know if you know the story of David and Goliath.The giant.
当时以色列人的国王扫罗带着军队和非利士人打仗。
At that time, the king of Israelites, Saul, brought his army up against the Philistines.
敌方有一个巨人出来也挑战，他的身体很高。
Among the Philistines was a giant soldier who came out from among them.
假如我所知道的不错，哥利亚大概有九尺。
If you do a little calculation, according to what the Bible says,Goliath was probably around 9 feet tall.
从洛杉矶来的人都有一点觉得高兴的是，我们那个篮球队有一个七尺多的。
If you're from Los Angeles, you'd be very happy to know that there's a very tall basketball player on the LA team.
他打篮球的时候一跳起来就放进去。
It's very easy for him to dunk the ball. He hardly had to jump.
假如哥利亚今天也活着打篮球，他都不要跳起来。
Now, if Goliath was to play basketball today, he won't even have to.Have his feet leave the ground to dunk.
因为从他的头顶到那个篮圈只有一尺。
Because the top of his head to the rim is only about a foot.
他若是做后卫做 guard 的话，那很容易。
And if he was to play guard, it was easy for him.
他都不要用手，他用头一顶，那个就球就出去了。
He doesn't have to use his hand, just use his head and bounce the ball.
一个九尺的巨人要跟人家打呀，没有人敢打。
A 9 foot tall giant comes before to challenge.The Israelites, no one dared to go out to meet him. David at that time was a young boy, shepherding sheep. And he heard Goliath challenged the Israelites and cursed his God. He loved his God, he loved his country, he forgot himself. So he went up and took up the challenge. He didn't really think about it, but as it turned out, he killed Goliath.
他们的国家就打了一个大的胜仗。
So, following that victory over Goliath, the Israelites had a rout over the Philistines.
那个国王扫罗看见大卫，他心里真是高兴。
And Saul saw what happened, he was very happy about David.
可是圣经上说，扫罗的爱持续不太久。
But the Bible describes very vividly that love that Saul had for David did not last very long.
扫罗对大卫的爱后来变成了嫉妒。
The love that Saul had for David slowly turned into the sour jealousy.
扫罗的那个爱并不是真的爱，因为圣经上说是爱是不嫉妒。
The love that Saul had for David is not true love, according to what the Bible teaches, because the Bible said love is not jealous.
一个国王嫉妒一个放羊的小孩子，这件事情太不寻常。
It's really amazing that a king of a whole country would have this jealousy toward this little shepherd boy.
因为大卫这件事情，所有以色列的人都喜欢他。
Because of what David did, the word got around, and all the people of Israelites admired him.
扫罗心里担心，他说迟早有一天他的王位要被抢。
Saul got worried. He's afraid that one day maybe his kingship would be stolen by David.
像所有的君王一样，他都盼望他做王，他死了以后让他的儿孙做王。
What Saul really wanted to do was after he died that he wanted his son to become the king next.
扫罗爱他自己，他也爱他的儿子约拿丹。
Saul loved himself, and he also loved his son Jonathan.
他心里想，大卫一定不能活下去。
And he thought to himself, I cannot allow David to live.
圣经上讲到，他两次拿着枪对着大卫冲过去。
The Bible records very clearly that twice he threw spears at David.
可是神保护大卫。
But God protected David.
大卫没有被他杀。
David was not killed.
大卫他知道他很危险，所以他从家里面逃。
So David knew that it was very dangerous for him, so he ran away from Saul's palace.
一个国王有很多的事情要处理，可是扫罗没有心处理国家大事。他天天带着几千个精兵去找大卫，要杀大卫。
You know, a king has many things he needs to take care of in his kingdom, but Saul, instead of doing those things, he took his army, he took his men, and day after day went out looking for David.
可是圣经上说，神不将大卫交在扫罗的手里，他也没有办法。
But The Bible says even if David was to fall into the hand of Saul, he would not be able to succeed over David.
可是大卫对待扫罗的态度就完全不同。
But David was very interesting in his attitude toward Saul.
大卫他敬畏神，他的心里有神的爱。
David was a person who had God's heart, and he had this heart, he has the same love that God had.
爱是很久忍耐。
Love
又有恩慈。
Is patient and is kind.
圣经上讲到有两次
Bible said there were twice
大卫可以杀扫罗
that David had the opportunity to kill Saul
有一次是在白天有一次在晚上
once was during the daytime the other time was at night
在白天的那一次扫罗按照我所想的他背对着大卫
based on what I can deduce from the scripture Saul had his back toward David
他不知道大卫在
he didn't know that David was right behind him
大卫只要爬过去就可以把他杀了。
So all David needed to do was to creep up on him, and he could have taken Saul.
另外一次是晚上。
Another time was at night.
扫罗晚上睡着。
Saul was asleep outside.
大卫跑到他的旁边。
David came up to him.
跟大卫有另外一个人。
And there was another person next to David.
那个人知道扫罗对大卫多么不好。
His partner knew that how wicked Saul had been toward David.
那个人对大卫说你准许我把他杀了。
And that servant of David saying that, give me the permission, I'll kill Saul for you.
不必你杀我杀。
You don't need to kill him, I'll kill him for you.
你只要准许我。
All you need to do is give me the go ahead.
我只要一次他就死了。
All I need is one thrust of my sword, he'll be gone.
想到这么多年你所受的痛苦。
Just think of all the sufferings that you had experienced because of this man.
神已经拣选了你。
God had already anointed you to be the next king.
迟早你要代替他。
Sooner or later, you know you're going to take over his position.
不是你杀他了。
It's not you killing him.
你是要准许我。
All you need to do is give me the permission. I'll do it. I'll take the responsibility.
大卫说不行。
David says no.
爱是很久忍耐。
Love is patient and love is kind.
爱是别人对你不好，你忍耐，而且你还要对他好。
Love is when someone mistreats you that you bear it, but in addition to bear it, you do good unto them.
两次扫罗把那个枪对着大卫丢过去。
Twice Saul tried to kill David by throwing spears at him.
同样的也是两次，大卫可以杀扫罗，他不杀。
In the same way, there were twice two opportunities that David had to kill Saul. He did not take advantage of those opportunities.
后来神的时候到了，扫罗打仗的时候死了。
And then later on, when the right time came, Saul was killed in battle.
当这个消息传到大卫的耳朵当中的时候，他没有啊。
And when this,
doxology,
when this news got to David, he did not jump up in joy and sing doxology.
圣经上讲到他，他为扫罗写了一篇哀歌来追悼他。
The Bible said that he wrote a eulogy for Saul.
恩就忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient and love is kind.
扫罗对大卫没有爱，他嫉妒大卫，可是大卫对扫罗有爱。
Saul did not have love for David, he had jealousy for David, and yet David returned that with love.
彼此相爱宝贵。
It's very precious to love one another.
你爱他，他爱你。
You love a certain person and he loves you back.
他不爱你，你还爱他，那更宝贵。
But it's even more precious if he doesn't love you and you still love him.
先爱我们不是因为我们先爱他。
God loves us is not because we love him first.
罗马书第五章讲到我们还与神为敌的时候，还做他仇敌的时候，他的爱在耶稣基督身上就显明出来。
Romans 5 says that while we were yet sinners, that God demonstrated his own love toward us in sending Jesus to die on the cross.
扫罗王有一个儿子，名字叫做约拿丹。
King Saul had a son named Jonathan.
他是王的儿子，有一天他是要做王的。
He was the king's son, so theoretically he should be the next king.
可是很奇怪，他父亲那么恨扫罗，大卫他那么，他就是很爱大卫。
Very interestingly, Saul hated David, and yet Jonathan, his son, loved David.
也是两次，圣经上说。约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
Twice in the scripture it says Jonathan loved David as if the way he loved himself.
他把他喜爱的东西都送给大卫。
He took all the things that he treasured and gave them to David.
在圣经里面，我读到一节，我心里很受感动。
There's a verse in the Bible that really impressed me.
有一次，约拿单对大卫说：“你放心，你放心，你将来要做王，我做你的宰相。”
There was a verse in the Bible that Jonathan said to David, don't worry, don't worry. I know that one day you will become the king of Israel and I shall be next to you.
这是何等的爱，爱使一个人舍己，使一个人降卑。
Love is so great that it enables a person to be able to give up of his rights and be able to take a lower stand in humility.
王位是我的，我愿意把王位给你。
Theoretically, that throne belongs to me, but I'm willing to give that to you.
爱使人愿意甘心的做那个衬托红花的绿叶。
Love enables a person to be the green leaves which accents the flower.
爱使人甘心乐意做那个啊酱油鸡的酱。
Love enables a person to be happily and full-heartedly be that soy sauce in the soy sauce chicken.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek for its own good.
后来大卫做王了。
So later on, David became king.
有一天，他问他手下的人，不晓得扫罗他还有没有什么后代。
And one day he was the king already, and he asked the people under him, saying, "Are there still anyone left of the family of Saul?"
他做王了，他并没有骄傲自大。
After he became king, he did not become arrogant.
爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love is not arrogant.
他心里面有神。
In his heart, he had the spirit of God.
他知道他并不比别人好。
He knows that he's not better than the next person.
那不是神保护他，他老早死在扫罗的枪下。
If it wasn't for God's protection, he knew that he would have been dead long ago under the spear of Saul.
他一点不敢骄傲。
He did not have any pride.
他不敢忘记神的恩典。
He did not forget God's grace.
骄傲的人常常是忘恩的人。
A proud person is often the person who forgets.The grace and blessing that God had. He does not take into account others' wrongdoing against him. He did not spend all day long calculating how many wrong things that Saul did to him and saying, figuring out how he could revenge.
圣经上讲到大卫对待扫罗的后代特别的友好。
Especially how neat the Bible describes how David treated Saul's descendants.
圣经上也讲到大卫他有一个儿子名字叫做亚瑟龙。
The story continues, talks about a son of David, Absalom.
亚瑟龙是一个最坏的儿子。
Absalom was one of those really bad sons.
虽然他是大卫亲生的儿子，他对大卫一点 父子之情都没有。
Absalom was one of those sons of David, even though it was his physical son, and yet he had absolutely no caring, no respect toward David.
他比路加福音十五章里讲的那个浪子还坏。
He was worse than this prodigal son talked about in Luke.
那个浪子只是要父亲的财产，不要父亲。这个浪子是不但要父亲的财产，要把父亲杀了。
The prodigal son only wanted the inheritance that belonged to him. This son, Absalom, wanted David's throne.
他发动叛变。
He was rebellious.
他把他的父亲大卫赶出去，他要做王。
And he summoned enough power to actually dethrone David and push David out.
大卫从那个王宫里逃难逃出去。
So David escaped from the palace.
可是有一些对大卫很忠心的人在他旁边保护他。
But there were valiant men who were on the side of David who protected him.
当情势比较安定一点以后。
And after things quieted down.
大卫手下的人开始要反攻。
The people under David start to gather strength.
圣经上讲到大卫对他手下的人说：“你们为我的缘故要宽待那个少年人。”
And then when they were ready to attack Absalom's forces, David told his men, saying, "On my account, on my sake, you need to be very careful with this young man, Absalom."
这是一个做父亲的心。
This is the heart of a father.
这是爱。
This is love.
他要杀我，我不忍杀他。
He wants to kill me. My son wants to kill me, but I cannot kill him.
后来亚瑟龙在作战的时候阵亡了。
A little bit later, Absalom died in battle.
当这个消息传到这个父亲大卫的耳朵中端的时候
，When this news got to the father David,
圣经上讲到，他哭了。
The Bible said he wept bitterly.
他说：“亚瑟龙啊，我的儿子，我的儿子，我真是。”
He said, "Absalom, Absalom, my son, I'd rather have died in your place."
儿子想要杀他。
The son wants to kill him.
他却不是杀他的儿子。
And yet he did not kill his son.
我恨不得替你死。
Not only that, he would rather have died in his place.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love does not take into account a wrong suffered.
爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望。凡是忍耐。
Love bears all things, endureth all things, hopes all things, and believes all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never ends.
大卫的故事告诉我们什么是爱。
The story of David illustrates very clearly what love is.
爱是舍己。
Love is giving up of oneself.
假如你爱一个人，
if you love someone,
为他的好处，你愿意舍己。
You need to give up yourself for the good of others.
小狮子 Elsa 的故事告诉我们什么是爱。
The story of Elsa tells us what love is also.
扫罗怎么样对待大卫怎么样对待扫罗告诉我们什么是爱。
The way David dealt with Saul teaches what love is.
约拿单怎么样对待大卫告诉我们什么是爱。
Jonathan's treatment of David also illustrates to us what love is.
大卫怎么样对待那个叛逆的儿子亚瑟龙告诉我们什么是真的爱。
The way David dealt with his son, the rebellious son Absalom also teaches what love is.
圣经上讲到耶稣基督为爱我们的缘故为我们死
Jesus, the Bible tells us that Jesus because he loves us that he died for us
约翰在约翰一书里面讲到我们看见耶稣为我们死我们就知道什么是真正的爱
Apostle John in 1 John tells us that by looking at what Jesus has done in dying for us we know what love is
神差他的儿子到世界上来使我们借着他能够得生神的爱就向我们显明出来。
That God sent His Son to die for us so that we can know what His love is and that the love of God may be manifested in us.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
Not that we love God, but God loves us first.
神差他的儿子为我们的罪死在十字架。
God sent His own Son to die for us for our sins.
圣经上说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大。
The Bible says the greatest love is one who lays down his own life for his friends.
我们爱一个人我们为他舍一点钱舍一点时间舍一点精力可是圣经上讲到耶稣基督是完全舍他生命
Sometimes when we love we're willing to sacrifice a little bit of our money a little bit of our time a little bit of our energy for someone else but the Bible says Jesus gave up all
我们说舍己很难圣经上说神舍命
We think that giving of our own self is difficult but the Bible says give up your own life
盼望神借着圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
We pray that the Lord would send His Spirit and place that in our hearts.
神扩大我们的容量，让我们的爱能够又更有劲。
That the Spirit of God would enlarge the scope of our love and ground our love with strong roots and foundations.
神祝福我们 Pittsburgh 的弟兄姐妹。
I pray that the Lord will bless this church in Pittsburgh, that we can increase in our love, loving the Lord and loving one another. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to guard the message that we have heard.
This is your word.
These are your own personal words.
你的话安定在天，永不改变。
Your words will never change.
盼望你的话也永远地存在我们心中。
We pray that your word would always be tucked away in our hearts.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.